Jesus is the separator. Jesus is the great dividing line. Then Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment as a separator in order that there may be separation between those who believe on me and those who reject me, to make the sightless see and to make those who see become blind. John 9, verse 39. In this verse, Jesus says that he came to be a separator. His mission was to separate those who choose to believe in him from those who choose not to believe and reject him. He tells us that he will separate the sheep from the goats, and those who see in the Spirit from those who are blind in the Spirit. He will separate those who trust in money and power from those who trust in him, the prideful from the humble, and the obedient and the faithful from the disobedient and rebellious. He will separate the righteous from the sinful, light from darkness, the oppressed from their oppressors, and the healthy and strong from sickness and disease. Jesus will separate his called and chosen ones from the world, the blessed and prosperous ones from the cursed, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness from sin and evil. He will separate those who are confident and hopeful in him from despair and hopelessness, and his children from the children of Satan. I praise God that Jesus showed up and separated me from a path of destruction and death to an abundant life and eternal salvation. I bear little resemblance to the man I was before Jesus showed up and became a great dividing line in my life. Child of God, how about you? What do you need to leave behind? What doors do you need to close? What chains, generational curses, or strongholds do you need to sever? What negative thoughts do you need to stop thinking? I encourage you to ask God to show you where you need Jesus, the separator, in your life, and prepare to be set apart. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus into my life that I might be separated from sin and death. Holy Spirit, continue to help me see the world through the light and truth of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.